Yeah, I'm looking at some of the damage from Helene in Tampa and so forth, and I guess they'll get the Tampa Bay in game. They'll have everything, I guess, going by then. But, man, Florida was rocked hard. Nice for us, though. Low humidity. It feels nice outside. Highs today of only 85 or 86, but the lower humidity is going to feel a lot better than that. Right now we're hanging in the upper 60s on the South Shore, and then looking ahead to the next week, really, highs in the mid to upper 80s, and the humidity should be a little bit lower. Plenty of sunshine, no rain, so there's that. This happened on Tuesday, and it was so sad because we've often passed these DOTD trucks, right? The MAP, DOTD Motor Assistance Patrol trucks that help people if the cars break down on the interstate. And a 23-year-old Eric Anthony was killed in an accident. It really, I guess you could call it an accident. The guy, as I understand it, that killed him was driving on a shoulder, which certainly is not an accident. That's a premeditated act, and I hope he faces some serious charges. This guy left behind a 6-year-old son, 23-year-old Eric Anthony did, and we pass these people all the time, and I wonder if I had passed him in a truck sometime. Something like that makes it kind of personal. And then when I read what happened, he was helping the driver of a disabled 2007 Avalanche when the driver of another car traveled off the roadway onto the right shoulder and hit him and killed him. The driver, 26-year-old Oscar G. Perez Moran of Araby, driving a Nissan Rogue. The guy with the broken-down vehicle was not hurt. The driver of the vehicle that killed this Eric Anthony suffered minor injuries, and they said that he's been booked with negligent homicide and other traffic violations. The arresting officer said the guy admitted to smoking weed the night before the crash. Trooper also said he smelled marijuana in Perez's vehicle and that he fell asleep during his initial interview and appeared sluggish. So not only is this guy driving impaired, but he made the decision to pass on the shoulder. He didn't want to wait in traffic, so he decided to pass on the shoulder of the road where this poor MAP worker was trying to help somebody and change a tire. And I just thought we'd talk about impaired driving because I think it's a tragedy what happened. And sometimes we think we can drive and we can't. With that, Elise Stevens joins us, Assistant Professor of Community Population Medicine at LSU Health New Orleans. Good morning, Elise. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
I'm all right. I just think this is a tragedy in so many different ways. First of all, you know, you don't pass anybody on the shoulder. That's obvious. That's just as careless can be. But let's talk about your aspect of this, which is driving under the influence. And is there a difference between cannabis and alcohol or not?
There is a huge difference between cannabis and alcohol, and where to begin, right? So I guess, like, to begin with, marijuana is really difficult. Marijuana impairment, rather, is really difficult to prove, actually, in the blood or in the breath. There are no breath tests for it besides just smelling it on the person. Mm-hmm. And even the blood tests aren't really reliable because the levels of THC in the blood peak before the effects happen in the brain. So it's difficult to backtrack what those effects might have been at the time of the incident. Whereas alcohol is really easy to test. It's soluble in water, so you can detect it in the breath and in the blood pretty easily. And then you can also backtrack that. So even hours later, if you do a blood test, you'll be able to see about what level that alcohol was at the time of the incident.
I don't want you to talk about this case because you don't know about it, right, doctor? But generally speaking, the effects of cannabis on the brain and alcohol when it comes to the decision making, again, not in this case because you don't know anything about this, but generally speaking, the way either affects the brain and the decision making process, is there any evidence to indicate that anybody, no matter who it is, would be more inclined to make a bad decision, to pass on the shoulder under the influence of one or the other?
That person would be statistically more likely to make that decision under the influence of alcohol. Primarily, alcohol's impairment on the driver is with, definitely motor control, but also the perception of risk and risk-taking behaviors. whereas the effect of marijuana on driving is really controversial because it's hard to test for, but then also because there are studies that show that people who are driving on marijuana actually have less impairment because they're aware of their impairment and they have these behaviors to self-correct. And those drivers are shown to be more cautious, often overestimating their risk. However, there is no behavior that can correct for the impairment of reaction timing and responses to emergency situations, and those are severely impacted by marijuana and significantly while driving. Whereas in alcohol use, the first thing to be affected is the orbital frontal region of the brain, which impairs your judgment and your motor coordination. And then it moves on to the cerebellar region, which is your coordination and control network. So from the beginning, even at two to three drinks, like standard drinks, that driver is considered impaired.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. We're talking to, that's interesting, Elise Stevens, Assistant Professor of Community Population Medicine at LSU Health New Orleans. To be clear, Dr. Stevens, at no point are you saying it is safe or advisable to drive under the influence of ether. Accurate?
Totally not. Absolutely. Never, ever.
I just want to make sure everybody understands that because people sometimes can cherry pick and hear what they want to hear. All right, more when we come back. Again, any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. One question I have is I've tried one of these THC beverages, and I don't know if that's the same as marijuana, cannabis, what exactly the drug is there. But I know that it had a noticeable difference, and this was at home, I wasn't driving, but a noticeable difference in the way my brain reacted to that as opposed to alcohol. 722 traffic now, WWL. 727, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Weather's going to be nice. People will be driving around with their windows open, and I guarantee you today, sometime, if you are, you're going to smell somebody smoking weed while they're driving around. And we're talking about this tragedy that happened with one of the MAP officers, DOTD Motor Assistance Patrol, 23-year-old Eric Anthony, tragically killed Tuesday, senselessly killed. He leaves behind a six-year-old child because somebody decided to pat. They were under the influence, according to the police. They've been booked, and they're going to spend some time in jail, I hope. Passing on the shoulder and falls asleep during the interview with police, admitted to smoking weed the night before, and we're talking about the effects on the brain. Elise Stevens, our guest, assistant professor of community population medicine at LSU Health New Orleans. Doctor, when we're talking about cannabis, marijuana, THC, and these THC-laced beverages, is that all the same thing there we're talking about, the effects on the brain?
It's the same compound, but it's in different doses, and it does have the same effects on the brain, and it depends on the, you know, you get these more tailored strains from stores, from the dispensaries, and those may have one more of one ingredient or the other, but the THC is the ingredient that does impair the brain.
As far as, and I've never been a marijuana smoker or anything else, but I did, because it's legal, try one of these THC beverages when I wasn't leaving the house or anything. And the differences in the effects on the brain was, to me, remarkable between alcohol and the THC. Explain what's going on, actual brain chemistry there, if you can. And the effects it can have on you, what it's going to mean to you in your head, and if you even think about doing anything while you're impaired.
Right. So the effects of marijuana on the brain of a person who is marijuana naive or doesn't smoke marijuana are significantly increased from somebody who smokes regularly, although a lot of the same effects kind of occur. So that's decreased reaction time, decreased vigilance, so attention to things on the side of the road or things that may pop up, someone crossing the road unexpectedly, you're going to have a much slower reaction time as that THC dissolves in the brain and dulls some of those sensors that are responsible for emergency response and stress reactions.
What about time frame of if you drink the night before or if you engage in either smoking marijuana or THC the night before or having one of these beverages?
So the THC effects, THC really does leave the bloodstream within 5 to 6 hours, and that's after eating. But this is also dose dependent. So people who are using high levels of THC, that effect can stick around for quite some time. And there are a lot of individuals who report even the next day having a bit of a THC hangover, if you will, feeling kind of sluggish, slow. But alcohol really does clear the body in a in a linear fashion. So like on a steady decline, you can kind of estimate. And of course, it's the same way. If the blood alcohol level is extremely high at one point and then the person stops drinking, that blood alcohol level will go down over time. But how much it goes down and how quickly depends on things like your BMI, you know, your body weight, your age, gender, how much you had in your stomach, and also genetic factors as well. So it's hard to estimate from person to person.
Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate your time as always. Elise Stevens, Assistant Professor of Community Population Medicine at LSU Health New Orleans. A tragedy all the way around for everybody involved. Just don't do it. Mark Rosa joins us as we come back, help you manage your money. A minute late. Time now, WWL First News.